From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama today signed into law the health care overhaul the House approved on Sunday. But many of the House Democrats who voted for that new health care law want it changed. Today, the Senate begins an expedited procedure called budget reconciliation to amend it. NPR's David Wilna has more.
The package of amendments to the new health care law was approved by the House. Now it's up to the Senate to pass them. Under the special rules of budget reconciliation, there will be only 20 hours of debate, no filibusters, but possibly dozens or even hundreds of amendments. At the White House ceremony where President Obama signed the big health care overhaul into law, he showed no uncertainty about the outcome of what could be the final act in the congressional health care saga.
Now, while the Senate still has a last round of improvements to make on this historic legislation, and these are improvements I'm confident they will make swiftly.
But if Senate Republicans manage to change anything in the corrections bill, it would have to go back for a vote in the House as well. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Several states are already responding to the new law. 13 attorneys general joined a lawsuit spearheaded by Florida to stop the new health care overhaul law. Virginia's attorney general has announced he's suing the federal government on behalf of his state, too. Virginia Attorney General Kenneth Cuccinelli says the law goes too far when it requires everybody to buy insurance. He says it is unconstitutional. Sales of existing homes in the United States are down again. February's decline of 0.6% marks the third straight monthly drop in the numbers from the National Association of Realtors. But as Danielle Carson reports, economists say they're not overly concerned.
Industry analysts aren't too bothered by the modest dip. Existing home sales are still up 7% from a year ago. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist with the National Association of Realtors, expects the home buyer's tax credit, which expires April 30th, will boost sales this spring.
What is critical is what happens in the upcoming months. As the tax credit deadline approaches, we really need to see some surge in buying activity in April to get the inventory levels down and get consistent price stabilization.
But a question hanging over the housing market is, what happens after the Federal Reserve's trillion-dollar program to buy up mortgage-backed securities ends on March 31st, a month before the tax subsidy expires? Analysts say mortgage rates could go up and shut out many prospective home buyers. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The Federal Reserve has issued new rules for gift cards. The rules change certain features. Cards now have to last for 5 years before they expire, and fees are limited. The Fed issued the rules at the direction of Congress, which passed a law about the matter last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 40 points at 10,826. The Nasdaq is up 5 points. It's at 2,400. You're listening to NPR News. Britain is expelling an Israeli diplomat. The British government alleges Israeli operatives used fake British passports to kill a Palestinian Hamas leader in Dubai. Israel has not confirmed or denied its role in the assassination in January of Hamas commander Mahmoud al-Mabhouh. The president of Sudan has threatened to expel foreign election observers after they suggested next month's crucial vote should be postponed amid security concerns. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the Sudanese leader's language was harsh.
In comments broadcast on state television, President Omar Hassan al-Bashir warned that if international election observers interfered in Sudan's affairs, as he put it, we shall cut their fingers off, trample them under our shoes, and throw them out. The Atlanta-based Carter Center is the only long-term foreign observer mission in Sudan. Last week, Carter Center officials warned that April's presidential and legislative elections were at risk on multiple fronts. The Carter Center urged Sudan to lift harsh restrictions on campaign rallies and end fighting in Darfur before the country's first genuinely multi-party vote in 24 years. Opposition politicians had also repeatedly called for an election delay because of chronic instability in southern Sudan and a refugee crisis in Darfur. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is leading a summit in Mexico City. The meeting's getting a higher profile because 2 weeks ago, a pregnant U.S. consulate worker, her husband, and a Mexican civilian were shot to death in Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. Suspicion has fallen on Mexican drug gangs. This is NPR.